Now we come now to Mia's baptism. But before I ask Herman and Tanya to come up, and we've got, by the way, godparents. Are they watching it? They are. Welcome, godparents who are watching us online, because all the godparents are in South Africa. So, and the grandmothers as well. Well, welcome to St. Mary's as well. Can I extend a warm virtual welcome to you? So we know that they're watching online. But before we absolutely baptize Mia, let me say something about baptism. Now, baptisms are great family occasions, not only for the immediate family, but also for the wider church family. But also, in a sense, that it's a very uncomplimentary ritual, because what it's saying is that Mia is very dirty and in dire need of cleansing. And that is because the symbolism of baptism is of washing, of being cleansed. An extraordinary thought, isn't it? Because she's a lovely, sweet girl, although I am a bit worried that she's going to cry very loudly. Well, I tell you, because we've had a little trial, and she was not happy about being held by me. So I'm just getting my excuses in first, by the way. You notice that. But actually, the thing is, with Mia, sweet she is that, like every human baby born into the world, she is born with a sinful nature. It's the great tragedy of our human existence. And unfortunately, as we grow up, for all of us, that becomes more and more evident. You never have to teach a child, anybody, how to be naughty, do you? That comes automatic. We're constantly training to walk in God's ways. That's what we need. But the wonderful good news of the Christian gospel, of which baptism is a sign, is that there is cleansing and new life, spiritual life, available to all who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is the responsibility of Herman and Tanya and the godparents and us, the whole wider church family, to bring Mia up so to know and love the Lord Jesus Christ that she might put her trust in him. And so by baptizing her as a baby, it's a pledge. It's a sign of what we know that God longs to do in her life. As she's brought up by her parents and godparents and within the whole church family to believe and trust in Jesus. And so that understanding, which I'm going to ask Herman and Tanya to bring Mira up for baptism, and that we can all follow the order of service on these cards. Also, I think, come up on the screen as well. So let me just put some water in to make sure it's not... Yes, do come up. Great. Well, I'll just... Right, we'll just allow one more. Is that all right? So we concentrate on the... Thank you very much. Now, if you all follow the service... Sorry, it's just so we don't have any disturbance. We can... have any more photographs? That's thank you. It's just that we can concentrate all on the promises that are being made. Jesus said, oh, do you need one of these? You'll need one of those. There's the answers. There we are. Jesus said to his disciples, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism is the sign of the new life that God gives to all who trust in him. And my first question is the question to us as a church family. People of God, will you welcome Mia and help her to put her trust in Christ and thereby find new life in him? So I'm saying it to you and also to you in South Africa. Parents and godparents, the church receives Mia with joy. Today we are trusting God for their growth in faith. Will you pray for her? Draw her by your example into the community of faith and walk with her in the way of Christ.
For the help of God, we will.
Today you speak for Mia. Will you care for her and help her to take her place within the life and worship of Christ Church?
For the help of God, we will.
In baptism, God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask you these questions. Do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God?
I reject them.
Do you renounce the deceit and corruption of evil?
I renounce them.
Do you repent of the sins that separate us from God and our neighbor?
I repent of them.
Do you turn to Christ as Savior?
I turn to Christ.
Do you submit to Christ as Lord?
I turn to Christ.
Do you come to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life?
I come to Christ.
You're not helping your parents here at all, one bit. May I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. Do not be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified. And together we say, fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil, and remain faithful to Christ to the end of your life. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness, restore in you the image of his glory, and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. Herman Tanya, you brought Mia to baptism. You must now declare before God and his church the Christian faith into which she is to be baptized and in which you will help her to grow. You must answer for yourselves and for her. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made the world?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem mankind?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
I believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Here goes. Now, Herman, name this child.
Mia Dupre.
Mia Dupre. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, Mia, that was, I know, it was very, very hard. Yes, I know that. We do, because I'll give you back to your mum and dad now. Very well. Yes, there we are. Now, are we still friends? I don't think quite yet. Whoa. No, that's right. We're still friends. But now I'm going to do the official welcome. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Mia, by one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. We welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same Heavenly Father. We welcome you. And I have a present for you. Yeah, look. Let's see. Here it is. Let's pray for Herman and Tanya and Mia now. Our gracious God and Father, we thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for entrusting Mia to Herman and Tanya for this great joy to them of their baby daughter. And please give them all the grace that they need to bring her up to know and love you. And may she in due time come to confess with her own lips that Jesus is her Lord and Savior, that she trusts in him. Please work in her that great miracle of faith so that she may eternally be part of your people. And we thank you again for this great pledge of the gospel that you give us in baptism. For we ask this and praise you in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to sing.